Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, Brad, we're still making sausage in St. Paul at the state legislature. What's the latest?
Well, we have a lot of bills processing through committees right now. So, you nailed it. The sausage is being made. It's the ugly detailed piece of the legislature. So, a lot of bills being that have been introduced are getting negotiated through committees. A lot of the big budget area bills are being unveiled this week and having committee hearings. So things like the overall budget bills for K-12 education and jobs and economic development, MinSCU, you name it, those major bills are being unveiled. As you know, the governor's recommendations have been out there for a while now, and now this is really that second part of the dance when the legislature shows their cards a little bit about what they're thinking in regards to those budgets. So a lot of committee action. That's happening in both the House and the Senate. And the interesting thing will be when the Senate starts putting their bills out later this week and the next week, then you'll really see the three stacks of cards. And you'll have the governor's proposal, the House proposal, and then the Senate. And you'll start seeing where there's some differences or similarities. And this is really kind of that first big step in watching how a one-party controlled legislature and governor works. And then from there, we'll see how they can compromise within their respected bodies and with the different groups and see what they come up with.
Right. After it gets into conference committee is where the rubber really is supposed to meet the road, right?
Yeah. And that's really the question mark that hangs over this legislature is how does that work? You know, how does it look when it is a one-party control system? You know, is the conference committee going to be operated in the full light of day and in the full scope of its intentions, or will it be something that they can kind of pre-conferee between the two bodies and possibly even have little or less need for conference committees?
Okay.
But, you know, there's the Senate and the House are two very different beasts, and you'll have people with wide-ranging opinions. So I think there'll be a lot of robust discussions and compromises that will happen. And then on top of that, you also have the overarching saying that, you know, the governor usually gets about 90% of what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just this governor. That's usually any governor. So, it'll be interesting to see how things come together. But it is always the silly season in St. Paul, they say.
Indeed. Do you think the governor will get what he wants in terms of bonding?
You know, I think, the governor's bonding bill is around $750 million. The House has come out with $850-some million. I would assume, based on history and politics and strategy, the Senate maybe will come in a little bit lower than the governor, and they'll all compromise right around what the governor wants.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, Brad. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.